WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, my Stoic State of Mind fam? Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of wisdom and wake-up call all rolled into one. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Life's got a way of throwing curveballs, deadlines looming, notifications pinging. It can be overwhelming, right? But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against the chaos, a superpower you already possess? It's called creating a peaceful and calm environment. No, I'm not talking about relocating to a secluded mountaintop, though that wouldn't hurt. This is about cultivating inner peace, building resilience, and finding those pockets of serenity even amidst the daily grind. Think of it as your personal oasis in the desert of stress. And trust me, my friends, this isn't just about smelling lavender candles and sipping chamomile tea, although those things are pretty awesome. This is about intentional living, mindful choices, and taking control of your mental landscape. Ready to dive in? Let's unlock the secrets to creating a peaceful and calm environment that empowers you to thrive. First up, let's talk about decluttering. I'm not just talking about your physical space, although a tidy house can work wonders for your mind. This is about decluttering your digital life too. And follow those accounts that drain your energy, and subscribe from emails that overwhelm you, and silence the notifications that constantly pull you away from what truly matters. Remember, less is often more when it comes to peace of mind. Next, we've got to talk about boundaries. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house uninvited and start rummaging through your things, right? Well, your time and energy deserve the same respect. Learn to say no to commitments that don't serve you, politely decline invitations that drain your energy, and protect your personal space like a sacred temple. Number 3. Mindfulness. This isn't some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's about being present in the moment, fully engaged with your senses, and letting go of worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe, observe your surroundings, and appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, the sound of laughter, the sunlight on your skin. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't about indulging in endless bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul with activities that truly rejuvenate you. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a hobby that brings you joy, make sure you prioritize self-care rituals that leave you feeling refreshed and recharged. Finally, let's talk about gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we have can work wonders for our peace of mind. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things: your health, your loved ones, your accomplishments, even the simple things like a sunny day or a delicious meal. Cultivating gratitude is like planting seeds of happiness that blossom into a more peaceful and fulfilling life. So there you have it, my friends. 5 key takeaways to create a peaceful and calm environment in your own life. Remember, building resilience and discipline isn't about achieving some unattainable state of zen, it's about making conscious choices every day to cultivate inner peace and find joy in the journey. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed, greet the day with a sense of purpose, tackle your tasks with focus and clarity, and even when things get hectic, you remain calm and collected. You navigate challenges with grace, savor moments of joy, and find peace amidst the chaos. This isn't just a dream, it's within your reach. By implementing these strategies, you can create an environment that supports your well-being and empowers you to thrive. So, my Stoic State of Mind crew, remember, peace isn't something you find, it's something you create. Discipline isn't about restriction, it's about freedom. And resilience isn't about toughness, it's about adaptability. Now go out there and build your own peaceful and calm oasis. Share your thoughts, your struggles, and your triumphs with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live our best lives, one mindful moment at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.